The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
This is a declaration, proclamation for the nation. We are kings and queens. We are kings and queens. With all the hate we face and dreams, we're chasing, no replacing. We need to be free.
To adjust our world.
Thank you.
Opinion Room. We are so sorry for the delay, but we are back. How are you guys doing this evening? So, boy, do we have an extraordinary show for you guys today. We're taking a little different direction today. So, we're all here. All of us are here. Me, Paige, and Nicole. But we had to do a little extra to make things special for tonight. So, as you know, Valentine's Day was last week. So, we wanted to basically do something to represent love. Now, with that said, welcome to the Game of Love. Please welcome our game host Please welcome our game show host, the lovely Nicole. Walking down the street,
watching ladies. Hello, Opinion Room. How are you? All right, so I will be your host for tonight for the Game of Love. I'm giving y'all the 70s feel right now so y'all can have something to groove with. You feel me? You feel me? So tonight we will be playing the Game of Love. And in the Game of Love, we will be bringing on our lovely, gracious ladies with an eligible bachelor to see who will win their hand at love. Now, as you all know, last Friday was Valentine's Day. Singles awareness for the singles. We know what it is, but it's okay, you guys, because here at the Opinion Room, we believe that everybody deserves love, including you. So, tonight, we have something special in store. We're trying to get you hooked up and get you on a date. So, you guys, are you tired of swiping left and right, getting nowhere on those tired ass dating websites? I know y'all are. Are you tired of your eyes hurting in the dark? Are you tired of just getting nowhere in these relationships and being in situationships? Well, today it's time for you to find love. So, we're gonna bring you two lovely ladies out right now to introduce them so that we can find them love. All right, here we go. Let's get right into the show. Now, how the game works is we are going to have two lovely lady contestants come out. We're going to have our wonderful, handsome gentleman grade these two ladies according to how he feels they answer their questions. They will be asked four questions, and they will be graded on these four questions in a series of 1 to 10 spectrum. Now, the lady with the most points wins our date, and they will be winning a wonderful night out on the town. They will be having dinner and a wonderful conversation on the Opinion Room. So let's get right on to it. Let's play the Game of Love.
All right, we have contestant number one.
Okay, now, contestant number one is?
She's 5'5". With a healthy physique that you just can't help but take a peek. She's an office tech who enjoys staying active, going to the movies, and bowling. Please welcome this beautiful lady, Miss Erin.
All right. Hi. Welcome to the Game of Love. So nice to have you, Erin. Come on, sit on down.
And next, we have contestant number two, she's 5'6.5", blessed in all of the right places. She's an entrepreneur who enjoys reading, softball, and playing video games. Please welcome Miss Pretty B.
Hello. Well, well, well. Nice to have you, B. Welcome to the Game of Love. Sit on down. Pull up a chair. All right, ladies. Now, we have a special treat for you. We're going to bring out our male contestant this evening. You won't be able to see him, but he will be able to be seen by you, our audience. So let's see how this goes. Now, our male contestant is 5'11". He weighs 165 pounds of greatness. He is a slim build. His occupation is an engineer tech. He works on the radio, music recording, and he loves music. His favorite food are tacos, fried chicken, and pasta. And he likes to travel. And he likes to learn new things. And he likes to teach new things. And let's see what he can teach y'all tonight. All right, let's have him come on up. Our male contestant for tonight is LaRon. Come on out, LaRon. Oh, he's not coming out right now? Okay, well, he's going to speak for us. Okay. So, we're going to ask our questions now to the ladies. Oh, hold on. Hold on, you guys.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, how are you, LaRon?
Chilling like a villain.
All right, good. So, you ready to meet our ladies for the night?
Of course.
Well, let's get right on to it, ladies. Get ready for these questions.
So, I got a question for you, ladies.
Oh, you don't have a headset? Okay.
It's cuddled
in. Hold on, guys. Bear with us. We've got a late start on here. Whenever you're ready, my lovely
it's
ladies. No, no. Get all situated in there, girl. And how are you lovely ladies doing tonight?
Blessed.
Yes? Okay, Erin, how you doing tonight?
Doing wonderful.
All right. Let's get right on to it.
So I have a question for you, one of the ladies. What do you guys like to do for fun? So, contestant number one, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to stay active, so I like to do things like bowling, go to amusement parks. I'm goofy, so watch a movie, tell a joke or two, things like that.
Okay, cool. So how about you, contestant number two?
I'm pretty much like a little free spirit. I like to stay in tune with life, nature, singing, dancing. I like to play softball. I like to keep an open mind. So when the next partaker in life, see what they're interested into. So I can get into it as well.
Oh. All right. Those are some spicy answers, you guys. I like that. That was very good. LaRon, you got some good picks up here. All right. So let's get right into these questions. Now, contestant number one, the lovely sexy bee. Why are you the best choice for LaRon?
I'm the best choice for LaRon simply because I'm like the sunshine that keeps shining and shining and shining and shining. Never no dullness, always spicy and nicey.
Yeah, okay. Now, why do you feel like he should pick you over Erin?
I feel like he should pick me over Erin because personality is key. My personality is off the chain. You never know what you're going to get. I'm always like a diamond in the rough, always glistening and gleaming, and there's never going to be any dullness to this side.
Ooh,
I think I like her.
Hold on, LaRon.
I think I like her, too.
You got you some competition, girl. Okay, well, contestant number two. Why are you the best choice for LaRon?
Well, you never know what you're going to get with me. Like, we can chill or we can go out or we can just have a good time. Like, I don't, wherever the wind blows, I'm going to. So.
That's I like that. That's very good. That keeps it spicy and open. Keeps your options open. Now, why should LaRon pick you over B?
B seems a bit feisty. She seems like she ready. She always ready. But if you're ready for it, just something a little different, you know, not all the time. We don't got to just be all the time. Like, we can chill. We can relax, you know. And then when it's time to be like, hey, okay, we could do that too.
I like that. I like those answers. All right, ladies. Now, question number two. For contestant number one, what makes you different and sets you apart from Erin?
The thing that sets me apart from contestant number two is who I am individually. I'm just a cool, calm, and collective soul, a viber. I like a vibey soul. I like to see who it is I'm dealing with. I like to have a person in front of me where it's like, ooh, we in tune.
That's Okay, I like
that. As long as you get to know me, I'm going to get to know you. No chameleons here.
All right. That was very spicy. All right. Contestant number two. What makes you different and sets you apart from contestant number one?
What makes me different from number one is I'm going to take my time. We can laugh, we can joke, like hang out. We could be, you know, friends or so you say, so that I can get to know you. So I can see where we vibe or if we vibe at all. Because if we don't, then I'm not going to waste my time and I don't want you to waste your time.
I like that. All right. Contestant number one, describe yourself in one word and why.
Classy.
Okay. Now, why do you feel that you are classy, B?
I feel like I'm classy because I dress for every occasion. Whatever occasion we got going on, that's the individual you're going to get. Yes, you do have that spicy side, but you have the other side as well.
All right. I like that. Okay. Bring that spice. Come in, girl. Now, contestant number two. What would you describe yourself in one word and why?
I would describe myself with the word grit, and that is because I'm passionate. Whatever I put my mind to, I will work for, I will get, and I'm not going to stop until I get it. So if I want you, I'm going to have you.
Okay. I like these answers already. She's focused, man. I love it. All right. All right. Now, contestant number one. Describe a perfect date night.
A perfect date night for me would be all smiles, no boredom, realness. I need you to be yourself. Don't be a chameleon. Know who you are as an individual. Because who you get is who you're going to see.
All right. And contestant number two, describe the perfect date night.
The perfect date night would be going out, doing something that is active. So whether we do ATV, skydiving, something that's fun, something that we can talk, laugh. I don't want to sit in a movie where I know nothing about you, but I also need to eat. So we have to eat too. But something that keeps us active, something that keeps us going so that I get to see you on a different level. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Now we're going to spice it up with a couple of more questions here because we want to get to know these ladies a little more. So we're going to throw in a couple of bonus questions. Okay. Here we go. Now, contestant number one, let's say you have a date night with LaRon. What are you wearing and why? On a separate occasion.
On a separate occasion, if I end up getting a date night with LaRon, it depends on what the event is called for.
Okay.
I dress for every occasion. So it depends on if we're going to a high-end dinner, I'm going to have a real cute, classy dress on, some nice heels. Reason why is because I'm not really like a pantsy girl. I like to go out and be more elegant, ladylike.
Okay. I like that answer. That was very good. Okay. Contestant number one, thank you for that. Now, contestant number two, if you have an opportunity to have a separate date night with LaRon, what are you wearing and why?
I would have to piggyback off of contestant number one. It also depends on the occasion. If I have to put on my sweats and my sneakers, that's what I'm down for. But if I also have to put on my heels, that's what we're going to do too. Because if we stepping, we stepping, if, you know. But if we getting down and dirty, like, I'm not going to be in a dress. So whatever the occasion calls for, that's what I'm ready for.
All right. A versatile woman. You can't go wrong with that. You can take her everywhere, honey, and look good with her. I like that. Okay. Now, LaRon, do you have any questions for the young ladies?
Actually, I do. So, contestant number one, so I have a question for you. So, what is your favorite color?
Green.
Mm. How about you, contestant number two?
Red. I'm very fiery.
Mmm. Now that's spicy, okay. We got some green for the money and red for the honey. All right, I like that. Bring it to me, bring it to me. All right, now let's go ahead and let's tally up some numbers. We're going to have some music playing for you guys while we go ahead and get these numbers tallied.
So the question I have for contestant number one and contestant number two is, why are you single?
How much time we have?
Right.
You want to go first?
Sure. Well, the reason why I'm single is because when guys have a good woman, they don't know how to keep her and treat her right. Mm. They got too many games on the side, too many hidden agendas, too many side playmates, and it just becomes messy. It's like when I deal with you, I want to deal with you and only you, and I want you to be able to be a man and be honest and know when you got a real one, keep her. And whatever you need, the person that you're dealing with should be able to provide, period. If it's something that's going to take me outside my comfort zone, if it's something that I'm not used to, if it's something that you're into, I'm down for the cause. That's what we're going to do. So you shouldn't have no reasons to go and venture on the other side, have no hidden relationships, no hidden babies. Because nowadays you got men, honey, when they meet a person, they are too scared to say that they have children. That's another reason why I'm single. Because I ain't got time for all the games. I'm here for growth in life. I'm here for the reason, okay?
All right.
And if you ain't with it, then I don't know what to tell you. Because like I said before, what you see is what you get. I'm a real one. I'm a boss, period. And when I deal with a person, I need you to level up and get up on my level. I don't need nothing up under these heels, honey. Period.
Well, contestant one sound like the end all be all. All right now. Excuse me, contestant number one. You got me shaking in my boots over here, girl. Oh. All right. Now, LaRon, ask contestant number two the same question.
So, contestant number two, so the question was, why are you single?
I'm single because I'm not dating just to be dating. I think we've done that, been there, done that. We know what we want. We know what we're looking for. And as contestant number one said, there's too many men out there with hidden agendas, hidden relationships, hidden children. And at this point in stage in our lives, we don't have time for that. We all have work. We have lives, children, things that we have to handle. And if you can't be open and honest, then I can't be with you. I'm looking for that person that can be honest, that can be my friend, that can be my confidant, and me be the same thing for him. He doesn't need somebody on the outside. I don't need anybody on the outside. Like, we need to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. We're going to bust it out together. But that is hard to find here amongst most men. They're not honest. And that's not all, but there are a lot of them out there. So I do think that as I get older, that it gets slimmer and you get a bit stricter on what you're going to put up with and what you're looking for. So I'm looking for someone that can be open and honest, somebody that is looking for the same thing that I'm looking for, and that we can bust it out together.
And then I just wanted to chime in, too. It's another reason why we're single women, simply because we're human beings. We have hearts just like the next person. Right. I'm not going to play with your heart. Don't play with my heart. When you date a person, there's too many emotions, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Then on top of that, not only is it emotions, you just have people who don't know how to deal with one person. Right. I don't want to deal with you, her, and the world, or you, her, him, and the world. I want to deal with you. Because if I'm just dealing with you as an individual, I'll get to know you. And you should be comfortable enough to get to know me and let me know all of your insecurities, your securities, your flaws, because everybody has them.
Right. And if I'm focused on you and you're focused on me, then I get to know you and you don't have time for everybody else. You know, but as long as you're playing a game, I don't know who you are. And as she said, you're a chameleon and I don't want a chameleon.
Exactly.
Audience, I don't know. Like, I'm over here stumped. That's why we still asking questions, because these two are just too amazing. LaRon was not able to come to a consensus, so we still have to ask some more questions, you guys. Let's get some tiebreakers. LaRon, let's go to another question for the ladies, because, I mean, they are both amazing. I would like both of them. Come on, let's get something else in there, LaRon. What else you want to know from the ladies?
Okay, so contestant number one, I have a question for you. So dating horror stories, what was the worst dating experience?
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, honey, let me tell you.
How long is this show?
Right. The worst horror story, okay, is when you come, we go out, it's time to eat. Lord, Lord, honey. And you ain't got your pockets together. Okay. Or also, let me tell you, when them pockets not together and you have poor etiquette at the table, oh my God. When I have to sit there and coach you how to use a knife and a fork.
Or to close your mouth while you're chewing.
God. Yeah, don't smack. That's so ghetto. You know, it's like, oh my God, what do I do in this? Do I just sit here and say, hey, I got to go to the bathroom and I'm never going to return?
Church finger.
Yeah. That part right there. That's, oh, Lord, honey. Ooh. Or if I'm dressed for the occasion and you coming in looking like you from Boys in the Hood, like, what are we doing here? Okay. Well, we met up and we talked about this here date. You knew who you was dealing with. No. She's never going to be up under 50, okay, on the scale when we're walking out. Trust it.
All right. Contestant number two.
Okay, so contestant number two, the question was dating horror stories. So what was your worst dating experience?
My worst dating experience was being at a restaurant and the bill came. And he knew he didn't have enough money when we was ordering bottled water and desserts and everything.
Oh, no.
And then we're calling, he's calling, trying to figure out who's going to bail him out when that bill came. Now, that I have Valentine's Day, like, anxiety because of that day. But that is a horror story that I will never forget. That is a restaurant that I have not been to since. It's just, I don't know, if it's something that you want to do, if that's a date, or a girl you want to, you know, impress, you know, take out, at least be prepared, you know, right. Do the research. How much is it per person? How much can it be at minimum? Right. You know, at least have the minimum. You know, that's all I'm asking for. Come with the minimum for dinner. And I mean,
and then I just want to chime in just a little bit right here. Okay?
This is a touchy situation. Okay. Touchy.
Like, I just want to say to the guys out there, if you are going to try to court a young lady, have a conversation in the beginning, even if you're going via text, because let me tell you my stress. Okay. And I'm going to give you this example of a person who just messed their whole chances up, honey. She'll never talk to you. She's going to ignore every single text. If you're a late night eater, which I am not, I don't like to eat too late, past like 11, 12. Because when you go to sleep, honey, all that weight is sitting there. You're killing yourself. Okay. When you send a message and you let an individual know, let me tell you how you kill your game. This is how the game was killed. When I got a message with a little picture that said, let's get married and be fat and eat old chicken nuggets.
Oh, no.
And watch TV at night. Honey, listen, you never going to get a woman. Okay? She going to run from the border every single time.
That's
don't
a
ever
horror
send
story.
A
that's
woman
a
that.
Okay? That's a horror story. Ooh, yes.
That see, shows a lot about your character.
Y'all brothers out here scaring young ladies. You see this? Yes. What y'all doing to our women? And y'all wondering why they have issues or crazy or just don't want to deal with y'all.
Oh, chicken
this
nuggets?
This is why. Yeah, oh, my no goodness.
Nuggets.
Okay.
Nuggets.
Well,
nuggets is not good.
Do we have a consensus and a tally right now? Oh, we're still tallying? Okay. That's okay. Well, ladies, is there any last thing, contestant number one, that you can say to convince LaRon to choose you to break this tiebreaker? Because this is hard for our brother. He back there sweating trying to figure out who he want. Y'all both amazing. I mean, it's not hard to see, audience. You guys are really good. So come on, contestant number one. What can you say to win LaRon's heart?
If you choose me, you're going to always get two sides. Feisty and spicy. Cool, calm, collective. There's a third. You may get the sporty girl.
Oh, okay. Now, contestant number two, because we cannot break this tiebreaker, because we don't know if we want you or you, if we want both of you. Contestant number two, what would you say to win over LaRon's heart?
I want Laron to go with his part. So if he's for the feisty, nicey, what'd you say?
Feisty and spicy.
Right, right. There's a little bit of feisty and spicy in old Aaron too, but I want him to go with his heart. Whatever he feels fits for him. Don't force it, because if it's me, then it's me. If it's her, then it's her. But if it's neither of us, don't play it. You know, because that's goes back to what we're saying about why we're single.
Right.
Okay. If it's not me, then it's not me, and I'm okay with that. Whatever feels right. What's your vibe? What are you vibing with? That's good.
Oh man, you ladies, man. I don't know. I can't even choose. It's crazy, but I guess I just have one last question for you guys. So, contestant number one, what do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I see myself with multiple businesses, the car of my dreams, the house of my choosing, and it's going to be very, very nice, okay? I see myself with no questions in my mind, no doubt. I see myself with a partner who can grow with me. A person that's real and who can accept all the challenges and experiences that comes with dealing with a real one.
Okay. Now.
You know, contestant number two, the question was, what do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I'm currently in school. So in 5 years, I plan on having my law degree. And not quite sure which field I plan on going in, which area I plan on going in, but I do see myself pursuing that dream, that long life dream that goes with that grit that I was saying. I don't give up. So plan on doing that and being all that I can be. Whatever comes my way, knocking it out, just full force. Yeah.
All right. Well, our numbers are in. And so, this was so close. I don't know. I'm over here sweating and how the tally came in, y'all. Oh, my goodness. But, contestant number one, you were amazing. You are very fabulous. And I'm telling you, TV Land, somebody needs to sign her today and give her a husband tomorrow. You had a whopping close 37 points. Thank you very much. But Laron had a connection. He felt really close with contestant number two. So contestant number two came in on the hairs of my chinny chin chin at 38 points. Oh. All right, girl. So contestant number two, you are the winner of our game, the game of love. Yes, and you will be receiving a beautiful bouquet of flowers tonight from the opinion room.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out. And you have officially won a one night out on the town at a beautiful restaurant. And you have won a wonderful conversation with the amazing Laron, and in hopes of finding a spark of love. We would like to thank you for joining us this evening in hopes to find love out here, because it is very hard, as you've heard these ladies say. And we would like to remind you that it is not too late to find love at home, ladies and gentlemen. So don't give up on love and don't give up on yourselves. So we would like to thank Morris Media for this wonderful opportunity tonight. We would like to thank our producers and associates, Woman of Prominence and Woman of Promise. And we would like to see you again here in 2 weeks. Until then, be blessed and not stressed. Peace.